Thursday, June 17th, 2021, 5:34 a.m. The wife gave me a little morning project here, so I had to fire up the old compressor. And so I'll be working on her little squirrel feeder again. Just a little patch for some screens that I put on there. I probably should put some metal screen on there instead of this plastic stuff. But either way, it's going to get repaired. So looking at my Empowered Woman painting, and I kind of want to work on it right now because it's looking a little better. I want to have a second look at it here. The figure anyway. I should work on the figure in the door too, kind of like give them a little bit of a relationship of some sort. But I'm really not sure what to do with that guy. So, also still working on my Whiteness of the Whale painting. I'm going to have to, let me get my glasses off here. I'm going to have to throw some paint on there and put some light on this. Can't see shit. Oh, there we go. Oh, okay. Yeah, lots of paint on here, that's for sure. I've been going back and forth with this so much, it's not funny. But, yeah. Some transitions between the actual white, and a yellowish white. Should I keep it yellowish? Kind of a yellowish, I don't know, what would you call that? A yellowish, greenish gray kind of a color? I don't really want to sand on this. I like all the texture so far. Some chunks that I'm really not crazy about. I really don't like chunks on my painting, but this one has lots of chunks. And also lots of brush hair in it. So I guess I could go through and peel off the ones that want to come off and leave the ones that want to stay on. Yeah, it's been fun, but gotta make it. I gotta give it the climax that it needs. So, okay. Yeah, it's everything has to kind of like hold together on that surface. And so far it seems to be. So today, it's supposed to be hot today. I didn't look at the weather yesterday. Did I look at the weather? It's not really, I guess, huh? But it's supposed to be the hottest day of the week, along with tomorrow. And let's see, I've got to go for my walk, of course. Do a little bit of watering out in the yard. I'm not going to get involved with too much, yard work on these hot days. It's going to cool off again next week, so I'll be have lots of time to work on the yard next week. What else? I got to go feed the sister's cat today and water some of her plants too, I guess. The wife has been asking me to put up a shade on our patio, on the west side of our patio, for the guard against the afternoon sun. And so I've been trying to think of how to do that. And it's an aluminum patio. So it's like there's real no heavy duty structural stuff on there. So I think I'm going to have to put like a ledger board on the part itself, but I'm not sure how wide I need to make it. I think I'm gonna have to buy the part and then see exactly what I need to make it work. That way, it'll look a little bit more professional than than it probably is. I also have to work on my membership medley painting. We've got the Blue Line Arts Gallery, and I really don't have anything to give them except for something that I did complete before my surgery, and back in 28, no, in 2020, yeah. When I thought I finished it a year ago, 6/24, 2020. So shortly after my surgery. So that one's pretty much done. I'm not really crazy about it. That's that big clouds, big valley. This is number four. I've painted this this idea since the early 80s, since 81, I think, or so. And again, it was a painting. The idea is, I was out in the Delta area of Sacramento Valley, and in the winter time, around in December sometime. And a big storm has just passed through. Had a bunch of, and they go from west to east here, so a bunch of clouds had pushed to the east side of the valley, and the storm had anyway, and you could just see it to the east. A bunch of clouds just piling up against the mountains that you can't see in the painting, of course, or in the valley at that time. And these big billowy clouds were kind of like, broken up all over the valley. And it was a clear day, clear as could be. And at one point, a big giant cloud was over me, and I wanted to paint that moment. Or actually, I drew that moment. I drew it with a pastel. It took me maybe about a half hour or so to throw that idea together. And the pastel itself is not that impressive, as far because you just kind of throw some stuff together and see how it works. And kind of worked. It kind of worked in some ways, but it needed more work. And so I just kind of held on to that idea. I turned around and at that time, I was trying to make some really big paintings because I was being influenced by an art teacher. And so I made this big, I was living in an apartment, and I made this canvas, and I wanted to make it bigger, so I made another exact canvas. And so the. It was basically a diptych, which it didn't really need to be, only because of size restrictions in my apartment. And so it turned out to be something like a 6 foot by 12 foot painting or something like that, maybe somewhere roughly that. And of course, when I went to paint it, I really didn't know what I was doing as far as how to make a big painting. And it didn't really work, so I held on to that painting all through the time. And boy, how did I, where did I put all that stuff? Because I carried that along with me, and it ended up here at this house. But between here and that apartment, I lived in another apartment with my wife. And after we got married, what did I do with that? Where did I store that? I can't even remember where I stored that at. Must have been in the apartment, but I don't recall storing it there. Anyway, so it ended up here, and at one point I said, yeah, I had no place to work on it. The garage slash studio was not a garage slash studio at the time. It was just a dingy, dark, broken down, no finished wall studio or garage. And so I had it in here. I really couldn't paint on it in here because there was nearly no lighting that was adequate, like not like there is now. So I and I, it wasn't working at all, and I struggled with it. So I finally ended up just tearing it apart and throwing it away. And that was Big Clouds, Big Valley number one. Okay, and I have pictures of it. In one of my, actually, yeah, in on my website in the journal section, there's a little. Kind of like a photograph painted over. Actually, it's part of the journal. I had a photograph of myself in front of that painting, and then I painted around that in the journal. So And you may not recognize me because that's when I was in my late 20s, mid to late 20s, somewhere in there, late 20s. And so I look a lot younger and a lot more handsome than I do now as an old person. Let's see. So that would be the only actual photograph I think I have left of that. I did lose a lot of. I used to document my paintings a lot, but I had a computer that went belly up. The hard drive, something happened to the hard drive, and I didn't really feel like going out and trying to recover all that stuff. So I just basically destroyed the hard drive and threw it away. So a lot of images, which I really didn't need, I guess. It's not like people are collecting my paintings like crazy and would want to know what those images are. It's not like that. So, anyway, it's good to leave that stuff in the past when it should be. Anyway, so now I'm looking at the Empowered Women painting, and yeah, the figure still is not standing in space. Okay, so it's almost there, not quite there. And I keep on looking like the over her right shoulder, our left, is not quite as separated from the background. And also on her left side, I guess, is not quite as separated from the background as as I would like it to be. I think that's where it needs to really work on it. So I don't know what paints I would have to do to, or pigments I'd have to put there to make it do that, but it's gonna have to do something. So I'll play with that a little too, man. This painting is one tough cookie for sure. Anyway, so nothing to report to as far as news is concerned. I don't really care. I'm kind of gearing down from listening to the news, trying to focus more on what I need to get done. So I better get out there and get some stuff done. Yeah, we'll call that quits for the day. This is the post, so it's a wrap. Have a good one.